The pink mustache draped across the hood of Roger Gary's newish Ford Focus sticks out and identifies my ride.
Good morning.
On a side note, this is the easiest interview I have ever had to set up in my life. I downloaded the Lyft app, agreed to Lyft's terms, entered my phone and credit card numbers, and clicked on the button alerting Lyft drivers to my request.
I think we've stirred up some controversy. I guess that's why you're wanting to interview.
Yeah, exactly.
And while no one was available for the first hour I was signed into Lyft, after Gary became available, he arrived in like 11 minutes. Gary has silver hair, and he doesn't tell me his age, but says he draws Social Security. He's a vacation promoter, or someone who helps you find good deals on alternative travel. I ask him what he thinks of Chief McManus's concerns.
I think he hasn't investigated us to see what we're really doing, or he wouldn't make those accusations.
Companies like Uber, Lyft, and Sidecar don't adhere to many city taxi regulations, and don't think of themselves as taxis. They call themselves rideshare programs. And no money is kept in the car, relying on payment through the app. California, where Lyft is based, rejected this claim and started looking at how to regulate them last summer. San Antonio has a taxi ordinance that doesn't allow rides for pay unless your company and drivers adhere to regulations, inspections of cars, additional insurance, background checks, etc. Both Uber and Lyft announced recently they would increase insurance for their drivers to address other communities' concerns. SAPD calls these companies rogue operators and wants citizens to be wary of them, saying that people have no recourse through the city if they get scammed. As to safety, Gary says he was asked to authorize Lyft to do a background check and check his driver's record.
And from what I understand, we had over 1,000 applicants, and they only approved around 100.
Gary's more concerned with the fares he picks up than his fellow drivers. But not that concerned.
He called me and he says, I just got out of the mental hospital. I said, well, okay. I think actually he was in detox, I think.
Gary says he isn't concerned about police threats to arrest drivers and doesn't expect to stop driving for Lyft anytime soon. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.